Good evening, folks. This is KK4JZX with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. It is the top of the hour, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. I'd like to welcome you all to the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Tonight is February 7th, 2013. And as always, this is Jose from Miami, Florida, with a little bit of a raspy voice today, but I think I'm going to be able to make it through most of the net today. All right. Before we begin, is there a backup for me tonight? KK4JZX.
KD0ETQ.
All right, Phil, KD0ETQ. Thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Appreciate that you're always watching the text box and always looking forward to hearing the comments from the text box. So sometimes I have so many things running in the background here that I can't keep up with everything. So appreciate that. All right, KK4JZX here, and we're starting the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Before we begin, I'd like to take any emergency or priority traffic. If there's any emergency or priority traffic, it is your turn. Go ahead. Okay, great. No emergency or priority traffic. If, however, there should be any emergency or priority traffic, feel free to break or come in with priority, and we'll handle the traffic as appropriate. Are there any announcements for the TechNet tonight, folks, before we begin? Are there any announcements that anybody would like to make? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Goofy. It's K0PQW. There we go.
K-A-0-P-Q-W. Matt, how's it going? And go ahead with your announcement.
Yeah, I just doing good here. Just got done doing some noise tracking, actually. So, found a problem street light. It's not burned out completely, but it's certainly generating noise. So that's interesting. But anyway, the ARRL CW DX contest is coming up here this next weekend. Let's see, 16th or whatever it is. I think it starts Friday night, goes till Sunday night. CW, and the exchange is your state. And if it's a DX station returning to you, they'll give you their power level. Kind of interesting. So it'll be a lot of fun next weekend on HF there, working the DX contest. So I guess that's about it for now, and I'll be listening here, Jose, kind of off and on here. K-A-0-P-Q-W.
K-A-0-P-Q-W, KK4-JZX. Thanks a lot, Matt, for the announcement. Appreciate you're always coming in and doing that for us, and yeah, go ahead and stay on, and I think tonight promises to be a pretty good night with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. And folks, so we just have one rule here, and that is everything goes with regard to technology, whether it's radio-related, computers, you name it. If it has to do with ham radio, we bring it up, and we'll try to come up with an answer for you. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and we're beginning, and before... without further delay, I'd like to start taking calls at this time. Anybody, anywhere, if you want to come in with a comment, come in with a question, a tip, it's your turn on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Go ahead.
K0, Echo Tango, Quebec.
All right, sounds like I have one station. I started typing it in before you came in, Phil. KD0, ETQ. Go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, okay. All right. Kind of figured I'd jump in there. A little different. I don't have much going on today. In the last few weeks, I've had a couple of questions. A lot of family stuff I've been taking care of the last couple of weeks, so I haven't had a lot of time to do my remote hams and check into the net that much. I did my net today and everything. But, and Riley, I told Matt if I'll be here right before 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, and if there's no net control, I'll pick it up. So, you know, don't worry about the net tomorrow. I got it if nobody's got it. But I don't have any questions. Maybe I'll have an answer for somebody else's question. So back over to net control, KK4JZX, KD0ETQ.
KD0ETQ, KK4JZX, thanks, Phil, for coming in, and always a pleasure to have you on here, and always nice to have your assistance there. At this time, folks, go ahead with your check-ins. We're taking questions, comments, suggestions for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Go ahead.
KL3RH.
N5, X-ray Charlie, X-ray.
All right, I've got Riley at KL3RH, and I've got N5XEX Woody. Welcome, folks. Welcome, guys. And Woody, appreciate that you're jumping in tonight as well. And Riley, I'll go ahead and pick up KL3RH. Riley, go ahead with your comment, question, or suggestion. This is KK4JZX.
Well, just a note here, if you want to go back to it, you had a double in there, too.
Okay, Riley, let me take that call. Apologize for that. That station that I doubled with, go ahead and make your call, and then we'll continue with KL3RH. Go ahead.
Delta Zero, Papa Tango Mike.
I caught Delta Zero, Papa Tango Mike, but I'm assuming it's Katie Zero, PTM. I do know that voice. Do I copy correctly? Go ahead.
Roger. It's Kilo Delta Zero, Papa Tango Mike, Minnesota Joe.
Roger. Katie Zero, PTM Joe. Thanks a lot for checking in tonight. Before we go... so let's go ahead and move on to the top of the list here with Riley, KL3RH, and go ahead, Riley. This is KK4JZX.
Okay, very good. Well, you know, remember back a two, three weeks ago, I guess, Phil was talking about losing time. I'm having the opposite problem on one of my boxes. I am gaining time, and I can't figure out why. I mean, I can resync it, you know, I go in and sync it and stuff, and it really, literally, within the space of a day or two, loses a couple minutes, or gains a couple minutes. I'm not real sure what's going on. It's strange. I mean, I can resync it and it'll go back, but, I don't know why it's gaining. So that's what my question is for tonight. And thanks again Phil, for at least having an ear out tomorrow. I appreciate that because I can't be there. So KL3RH back to net.
Oh my goodness, Riley! I've never seen that before. I've seen clocks go back, similar to the problem that Phil had last week with his computer clock going back to a certain time and date. That's clearly a battery issue with Phil, but for you, time moving forward, I would only think that it could be who knows what. Let's see if anybody else here, if anybody has an answer for that, because I'll think about it a bit, but I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I've never seen that before. This is KK4JZX for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Moving on to Woody, N5XCX. Go ahead, Woody. Okay, one more call for N5XCX. Woody, it's your turn on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Okay, we'll bring Woody back in right after I call Joe, KD0PTM. Joe, how's it going tonight? What's your comment, question, or suggestion for the Handy Ham Radio Club? Oh, perhaps you have an answer for Riley. Riley has... a computer clock that is moving forward. I've heard of computer clocks going back to a specific date and time, but never moving forward. Joe, go ahead, KD0PTM. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, Jose. Yeah, I've never heard of that either. You know, I've had several and heard of. I'm not saying that it's impossible, but. Boy, I wouldn't have a clue as what would cause that. The ones I've got in the house here, they've always been, you know, within 30 seconds and never gaining or losing. So I'm sorry, I haven't got a single clue as to what would be going on with that. Back to you, Jose.
Joe, KD0PTM, this is KK4JZX, Jose here in Miami, Florida. Weather was really good today, we're still wearing shorts here. But Joe, I've worked with computers since 1991, actually 89, and I've never seen that problem of a clock moving forward. But did you happen to have any questions for the TechNet tonight? Perhaps any a comment or a tip or something that you would like to share with us, go ahead, and then I'll move on to the next set of check-ins. This is KK4JZX.
Not at the time, Jose. Kind of just check in, give you one for the count, and like I say, I've never seen a computer time move forward, so we'll just kind of hang in here and kind of, not sandbag, but if we hear something in there that we can help with, we'll darn sure bring it in. KD0PTM, Minnesota, back to net.
Okay, Joe, KD0PTM, KK4JZX, thank you very much for checking in. And stand by, because I think we're going to have some good questions tonight. And if you happen to think about something or anything that would be interesting to the net, feel free to recheck, and we'll definitely take the call. I'm going to try Woody one more time. Woody, N5XCX, go ahead. It's your turn on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet.
Okay, yeah, I'm back with you this time. You must not have, I must not heard you the first time around. I lost my proxy. Sorry about that. But I think it got into one that works. Okay. But, yeah, I don't have anything much to give you guys. I've got about the same weather you do, somewhere around 76 or so. And it's warm down here. I believe that probably our winter's about over now. I'd be really surprised if we get any more cold weather. And my sinuses are really bad. I don't know if it's the cold or if it's allergies. I think it's a little bit of both. One aggravates it and I go. So, anyway, I'll stick around for a little while, see what's going on, see if I can throw in any two senses or make up something or whatever. Okay, you guys take it easy. I'll talk to you later on. N5XCX, over.
N5XCX, Woody, thanks for checking in tonight. Appreciate it. Stand by, and we'll see if we can come up with something really nice tonight. The first question was Riley, KL3RH, asking about his computer clock. Last week we had a call from Phil, KD0ETQ. His computer clock was going backwards into a specific time and date. But we know that's a battery issue. But with Riley, his clock is moving forward, and we'd like to find out if anybody has an answer out there for that. This is KK4JZX taking your check-ins at this time for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Go ahead.
N5OZJ. For 5 Echo Zulu Quebec.
All right, I think I got N5OZG, and then I got 5 E Echo ZQ Quebec. Come back with the call on that second station, please. This is KK4JZX.
King Alpha 5 Echo Zulu Quebec. You got the last four correct. This is Rick down in Bellechasse.
Oh, KA5EZQ, Rick. Yeah, of course. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm going to turn it to N5OZG. N5OZG, go ahead with your question, comment, or suggestion for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet.
I have a question. Name is Joe, N5OZG, and it's kind of an important question. I'm running Windows 7, and the computer comes with the voice Anna, the female voice with Windows 7, but from what I understand, it's maybe one way to add on voices on Windows 7. Most Windows, all other Windows, you can add voices, you just download it, but for some reason another Windows 7 doesn't allow that. Does anyone know how I could go around that and download different voices on Windows 7?
Joe, okay. So what you want to know is if there's a way to get additional voices for Windows 7. I'm going to give you a website, and then I'm going to let everybody else jump in with this one. Nextup.com, www.nextup.com, and might want to check them out. They usually have voice engines and things like that for Windows, but I'm not sure if they have anything for Windows 7, but we'll see if anybody has an answer for that tonight here. So I'm going to move on to Rick, KA5EZQ. Rick, go ahead. It's your turn.
This is KA5EZQ, Rick, down in Bellechasse, Louisiana. A little south of Joe, about 10-15 miles. on his repeater, of course. I did hear, have a problem similar to what you've just described, clock moving forward, and it was on a much older machine, and likewise, it also had a bad battery. However, it was also connected to the internet and had automatic update selected, and that caused the thing to, you know, jump forward spasmodically every so often because the clock wasn't keeping proper time. I don't know if that's going to be applicable in this case, but for what it's worth, anything with a clock problem, check the battery first is usually a good suggestion. KA5EZQ, back in that control.
KA5EZQ, Joe, thanks a lot. Let's see if Riley, KL3RH, copied that. Riley, did you copy the suggestion by KA5EZQ? Go ahead. KL3RH, this is KK4JZX. I believe you were transmitting, but we just couldn't hear anything. We couldn't, there was a carrier, but no voice. Do you copy, Riley? Go ahead.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry. I tied this thing up for a long time with, how copy now? Over.
Good copy, Riley. You're coming in loud and clear. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm so sorry about that. Awful. Awful of me. I was, I'm running through a mixer and I had the wrong bus on. According to me, I was going out. I was hearing it over a monitor, so I was going out. But, two things. And, gosh, I hate to repeat myself again. Thanks on the thing about the battery. It's very possible, but this computer is not that old. It's quite new, meaning like probably 3 or 4 months old. And, of course, I don't know how long it sat around on the shelf either before I bought it. So that certainly may be an issue. But this thing never turns off, so I would think once I got the time set, it shouldn't be squirrely and moving forward. Second of all, for the voices in Windows 7, let me drop for a minute. I have a bunch of Sappy 5 voices that I run on my Windows 7 box, and they work great. So, I mean, in fact, I even run some Sappy 4 voices on my Windows 7 box. I kind of had to go in and tweak the registry a little bit, but I made it work. But, I mean, just right out of the box, I installed a bunch of Sappy 5 voices, and they worked fantastic. So, hope that helps. KL3RH, back to net.
Okay, so we've got a couple of threads here. One is the voices, and I'm gonna bring Joe back N5OZG to make sure Joe copied that, and perhaps Joe, go ahead and go direct with Riley. Maybe he can tell you a little bit about how he did that, and then turn it back over to me when you guys are done. Go ahead, Joe. N5OZG. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, Riley. Riley, I am very interested in how you did it because couple of people have tried to do it. I tried to do it, and it downloaded, but it won't place it in the proper where it won't place it a selection of voices. And I guess my next question, real quick, Riley, if you don't mind, are you familiar with TeamView, the program TeamView?
I am. I do have it, but for me, I use it on the receive side of that. If someone needs to connect to my computer, with my speech, it doesn't. With the voice program that I use, I can't render those images from somebody else's screen. You know, and that's real interesting, Joe, because I didn't have to do anything. I just, of course, had them all burned off on CD, and which doesn't make any difference, but I went and ran it off the CD. What I did also do is I ran it as administrator. I don't know if that makes a difference or not, but I ran it as administrator, and it put everything where it should have been. And in fact, they, you know, like I said, they all come up and talk real, real well. Let's see, I've tried the, the Sepstrol stuff. You know, I really absolutely have had no problem using Sappy 5. Like I said, when I went back to some of my Sappy 4 voices, I had to go into the registry and change a key or two, but maybe that's completely out of the scope of this discussion. Back to you, Joe, and if you don't have anything else, throw it back to Net Control, KL3RH.
Yeah, okay, Raleigh. Well, yeah, actually, to be honest, I'm a little bit computer literate. So, and like I said, I had a couple of people that came over and tried to download it. I tried to install it, and it just won't come up in voices. I don't know why. All right, we're not going to hold up to that. Thank you. N5OZG.
N5OZG, thank you very much. And you're definitely not holding up the net. This is what this net is all about. It is a tech net, and I want you guys to have a discussion about whatever needs to be done to get your problem solved and to have your question answered. So whatever we need to do tonight to answer your question, that's what we're here for. This is the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet, and we expect these types of discussions to occur. So don't worry about tying up the net, because we want this type of discussion to happen. So if you've got another comment or another question, and Riley, perhaps KO3RH has a URL for you that you can visit to download these voices, he can provide it. But you guys go ahead and do one more round and then turn it back to me, and then I'm going to turn it back to Rick. But you guys go ahead and do one more round, and if you've got anything you want to tell Riley, you want to tell Joe, go ahead and do that, and maybe Joe can take some notes, and then we'll continue with the net. But this is exactly what we need, folks. This is exactly the type of interaction that the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet expects. Go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar.
LAX-Way-Recheck.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Hotel Golf Uniform.
Whiskey Bravo 0, Kilo Zulu Bravo.
Okay, folks, hang on a second. I only got the last station on that one. For some reason, there were a bunch of doubles there. So what I'm going to ask is, I got WB5KZB, which is the last station. The few stations before that, I did not get. So come back with those calls, and then I'll turn it back to Joe and Riley, who were in the middle of a discussion. But go ahead and come back with those calls, and I'll take it as best as I can. KK4JZX, go ahead.
N5X-ray. Charlie X-Ray, I want to jump in on that discussion.
Kilo Foxtrot 5, Hotel Golf Uniform, with a comment on the battery.
Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar by Echolink.
Okay, so I've got Woody with a recheck, N5XEX. Then I've got KF5HGU. And then I've got AD3WD. And then I got WB5KZB. Okay, I'm going to come back to you folks one at a time, and when I come back to you, give me your handles. I already know some of you, but first of all, I want to take Joe, and with any final questions, Joe, N5OZG, between you and Riley, finish up whatever you started there. If Riley needs to give you a link or anything like that, then go ahead. And then turn it back to me, and I'll pick up on Woody. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have no comments. I was just hoping that Ronnie could, someone could maybe connect through TeamView and help me through this, because, like I said, I'm computer literate. But that's okay. I'll find someone. Thank you anyway, N5OZG.
Okay, Joe, N5OZG. Feel free to email me as well, kk4jzx@gmail.com, and maybe I can gather some things for you and send them off to you, okay? But I'd like to be able to help you, and maybe, see, the challenge that Riley and I have is that our screen readers, I'm blind, and I think we both are. We can't see, and the screen readers are not, the screen readers that we have will not render through TeamViewer, and so it would have to be something like a JAWS, and But we can, you know, I can help you. Send me an email, kk4jzx, and we'll try to get you all squared away. Okay, Joe? I'm going to move on to Woody, N5XCX. Go ahead, Woody, with your comment, and then we'll move on with the TechNet. KK4JZX.
Well, sorry about the monkey wrench thrown in there, but I wanted to comment first to Joe, then to Raleigh. So, Joe, look up this website. It's www.naturalreader.com. That's all one word, naturalreader.com. And see if they can help you out in any. And Riley, probably you ought to check your check marks on your clock, because now if you have daylight savings time checked or different time zone checked or something like that, that could throw it off some and make the clock jump ahead or act weird too. So you might want to check on that. Okay. And that's all I've got. N5XCX, back to Ned. Over.
Woody, N5XCX, come back with that URL. Was it Natural Leader, as in leader, L-E-A-D-E-R, or, because I don't think I copied quite right, so that way we can give it to Joe. Go ahead.
No, it's Natural Reader, R-E-A-D-E-R. So it's N-A-T-U-R-A-L. R-E-A-D-E-R. Over.
Roger that. Copy. www.naturalreader. naturalreader.com. N5OZG. Joe, did you copy that? Go ahead.
I'm fine with it.
Okay. I'm glad you copied that. Naturalreader.com. And I've got another suggestion for you. Go to www.nextup.com. November Echo X-Ray Tango UniformPapa.com, www.nextup.com, and they have voices there that you can download. And I'm sure they have some for Windows 7. I think we've got KF5 HGU next. Go ahead. Thanks for joining us, and give us your comments, question, or suggestion for tonight. This is KK4JZX. Your turn.
KK4JZX, KF5 HGU, and the net. Good evening. Jose, I just wanted to make a comment on the battery. On the website, eHow Tech, the tech part of it, the question was, why does my clock continue to gain time? And I won't go into the whole article, but the bottom line of it is there's a possibility that the battery is weak or failing as the computer is trying to sync with the Windows time service there. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, KF5HGU. That's I always heard that a battery would cause some issue of the time going back, but that's a good answer. And let me see if Riley is there and if he copied. Riley, KL3RH, do you copy that answer? Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, I copy that. Well, in fact, I'm on the I'm on a website right now looking for a replacement battery. And you know, I love to be able to order online. It's a wonderful thing. Because in this small one-horse town that I live in, me finding a battery for this is pretty much impossible. So I'm willing to try it. I'm absolutely willing to give it a try. And Woody, thanks for your suggestion as well. But I already checked all that stuff a long time ago. And I've triple-checked it and quadruple checked it and all that. So I mean, I know everything's looking good on my side. I've even went into the BIOS and set the time there, and thinking that maybe it was just a few minutes ahead. You know, the thing is if the daylight savings time or something like that was checked, I would expect to be jumping an hour ahead or an hour behind. That's not happening. I'm just going 2 or 3 minutes every day or two ahead. So, but thanks for the suggestion anyway. KL3RH, back to net.
Okay, Riley, KL3RH, KK4JZX, thanks. And thanks to Woody and 5XEX for providing both suggestions. The website, naturalreader.com and for Joe and 5OZG. And Joe, again, you may visit www.nextup.com, and I'm sure you're going to find something there that you'll like in terms of voices. But all right, let me see. I think I've got 83 Whiskey Delta. It's your turn on the net, and please come with your... if I've got your call sign incorrect, please correct me and give me your handle as well. Go ahead.
Well, the call sign is Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar from the Netherlands. A very good evening over there in America. Over here it's now 10 minutes past half past three. I got a suggestion for Riley. Maybe that will help him also. He checked everything on his time, but maybe he can try another time server, what the computer uses to sync. And yeah, the BIOS and Windows are two apart systems, but if the BIOS is going also up, then Windows will go up also. So it can be a matter of battery, but it can also be that one of the time servers isn't ticking right on the moment. And you can try another time server in the menu, and then watch what will happen then. That's the first thing he try to do. This is Pop Delta 3 Whiskey Oscar back to the net control.
Oh my goodness, sorry about that. PD3, Whiskey Oscar, I apologize for that. And thank you for your suggestion. Riley, KO3RH, you copy that answer? Go ahead.
Roger that. I'm putting in a new time server as we speak. We'll see if that fixes it. Hopefully next week I'll have an update for you and let you know. I'm still going to order another battery for this thing anyway, because you never know. You know, that's actually another question, but... I don't know if I want to do it now or not, but just some food for thought here. If I buy a battery and don't need it for a year or so, will the performance of the new battery still sealed in the package, will that degrade? Or should I just hold off? I haven't bought it quite yet. I found it, and I'm getting ready to buy it. But I guess the question would be is, should I just wait until I need it, or should I just pick it up? Anyway, KL3RH, back to net.
Okay, Riley, KL3RH, KK4JZX, and PD3, WO, come back with your comments, or perhaps a final suggestion before we move on to the next call. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger, Papa Delta 3, Whiskey Oscar. No, I have no further suggestions. He's now trying a new time server, so maybe that could help. I don't know. Everything what you can change and what you know, you can try and apply it, and maybe it will help. And a new battery, they're not so expensive. And maybe you got an old computer where a battery is in, and sometimes those batteries are very good. Keeping it for a year, well, I don't know. I think that when you're keeping it for a longer time, the strength of the battery is always going down. What you do, what you want, it's always going down, Riley. So I would do that. If I would buy a new battery, I would use it again, because it's not the price you have to do it for. If it would be $1,000, then it's another thing. But I think a battery is not so very expensive. This is Papa Delta 3 Whiskey Oscar, and it's signing out also because it's bedtime over here in Netherlands. I wish you good luck with the net, Mike. Back to the net control.
Oh, PD3 Whiskey Oscar, thank you very much for joining us tonight, and thanks for your suggestions. We are here every Thursday night, and always good to hear you on here. Feel free to join us next Thursday as well at 7 p.m. Central. And thanks for your suggestions. I think, Riley, you should try the new time server. And definitely, if that gets solved, I think hold off on the battery before you make a purchase. And wait until you need it to buy it. Because from what I've heard, I worked with large batteries in the past, and I know those batteries don't have... the shelf life is very short. In my case, it was 6 months for some batteries that we were using for a huge UPS system. But those are two different things, and I would suggest trying the time servers, and if that doesn't work, then just go ahead and replace the battery, because probably the battery is something that is not that that expensive, and you can just get it and chuck the other one and, you know, just replace whatever you have. Okay, let me break, folks. Hang on a second. And I'm going to move on to WB5KZB. Go ahead, it's your turn on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet.
Well, good evening. This is WB0 KZB, and had a quick question to see if it's even practical to do this. The plan is to connect. Well, what I want to do is I want to hook EchoLink up to a radio, so that I can do kind of the reverse of what's going on. I want somebody to be able to get to operate a 2-meter radio remotely via EchoLink. And what I was wondering is if anybody has done it, and if there's a software developer kit out there where I could do something to assist with the push to talk and the like. I've pretty much got the interface figured out. I just haven't been able to connect EchoLink to the hardware yet, because the repeater that we're trying to get EchoLink on, well, they don't have EchoLink on it. So the plan is for our remote friends to connect via the remote radio to the local repeater. Hopefully that made sense, and maybe somebody's got some ideas. Back to you, WB0KZB.
My goodness, I keep messing up calls tonight. WB0KZB, my apologies for transposing the digits there. But yeah, so I gather that what you're trying to do is you've got a radio, 2-meter, and you want to operate it remotely, using EchoLink, and your question is, what's the best way to do that? And is there a did you mention SDK for that? Go ahead and let me know if I'm right on track with that, and then we'll move on. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
Yeah, KK4JZX. That's exactly right. And yes, SDK was what I was looking for, so that I can maybe port some of this stuff out the serial port to control. I've kind of got a homebrew rig blaster that will connect the audio, and the push to talk is the big deal. I need something in there to let me know when it's time to press the go button, and I don't have that yet. I have been able to do an EchoLink QSO, computer to computer. So now the goal is to get EchoLink to talk to this radio, and there we have it. So yep, you're right on track. And if anybody's done this before or has an idea or a website, greatly appreciated. WB0KZB.
WB0KZB. KK4JZX, I have a feeling we're going to get a flurry of answers coming up. So I'm going to get my keyboard ready here and start taking calls for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. If anybody has an answer for WB0KZB, the question is how to control a radio, a 2-meter radio, remotely through using EchoLink. So, and the most important part of it is being able to do PTT on that radio from a remote site. Go ahead and come in with your check-ins, and we'll see if we can get an answer for you. KK4JZX. Okay, folks, this is KK4JZX. I figured there were going to be some calls there with the question by WB0KZB, and the question was how to remotely control a rig that's connected through EchoLink. It's a 2-meter radio, and most importantly, he would like to figure out how to do the push-to-talk from a remote site. Go ahead with your check-ins for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet.
Yeah, it's KD0ETQ. I had a couple of things I want to tell you about the text box.
Q, go ahead. KD0ETQ, Phil, go ahead with your text box comments.
Yeah, they've been in here. I didn't want to break in. There's some comments been going on back and forth about the clock. It started back with a KU2 Whiskey India November, so just jumped in. I want to know how many minutes is it moved forward, and I heard Raleigh say a few minutes a day. And then PD3WD, who finally came in from Netherlands, made some comments. Then we've got a station, Kilo India 6, Oscar Kilo Radio. He's talking about he's seen time move forward about 50 cycles and 60 cycles, but he didn't know it was a computer. He thought maybe it was just an electric clock, I believe. And I believe that same station made a comment, KI6OKR, after 5 years of having a license, this is my first contact, even if it's on Echolink. So that's strange. He's had a license 5 years, and tonight's the first contact using Echolink. KU2WIN made a comment about running it as administrator is good, you know, about that one comment about the saying most of the time it required when affecting the registry. And that's about all the comments, but I also noticed you may want to, I don't know if you want to mark them down, we've got a Bravo Golf 2, Quebec Victor David there from China. I guess that's, I'm not sure if this is a city or a name. It's LICHAO, Lima, India, Charlie, Hotel, Alpha, Oscar, and it just says China. I'm not sure if that's a name from China or if that's a city, but I noticed he's on there. I don't know if the station had his call 5 years there has a microphone or not, but he said this is his first contact after having a license 5 years. So I thought I'd pass those comments on. KD0 Echo Tango, Quebec.
Hey, Phil, thank you very much. Did I copy correctly? BG2QV. David, go ahead.
That's right. He's still on here and from China. I don't know if he's got a microphone, English speaking or what, but he's on here.
Okay, Phil, thank you. Thank you very much. KD0ETQ, this is KK4JZX. Appreciate your reviewing the comments there. You also mentioned KU2WIN. Did I copy that correctly as well? Go ahead.
Yeah, KU2 Whiskey India November has been on with comments. And then there's the Kilo India 6 Oscar Kilo Radio that said he's had a license 5 years and this Echolink is his first contact. I have no idea if he's got a microphone either, but I thought I'd put that in.
Okay, I'm going to make a call real quick to KI6 OKR. And if you'd like to check in that station, this is KK4JZX. Go ahead and check in. If not, I'll move on. Go ahead, that station. You may want to bring your volume up a little bit. I think it was KI6OKR. Go ahead.
I would bring my volume up if I could, so I'm just going to talk louder to see if you can hear me. I don't know how to do it, but this is the first time I've had a contact. Haven't really used my license, and I'll ask a question later on in the net after you've answered the questions you already have.
KI6 OKR, yeah, sounding clear, and you can bring up your question pretty much any time. We'll keep it going, so go ahead and bring up your question, and we'll move forward with the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
Roger. I am going to HRO in Woodbridge, Virginia tomorrow to look at mobile radio. I have decided to select a 2-meter, 70-centimeter radio for my vehicle and then possibly use it inside the house later on with an amplifier. My question for the net is, are there any specific features I should keep my eye out for in this radio? I'm sort of looking at the Kenwood model, the dual-band Kenwood model. But any advice would be appreciated. I'm going to send this back to Ned.
Okay, KI6 OKR, thanks a lot for joining us. We're here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Central. My voice is a little raspy today because I've had a little bit of a cold, but anyway, your question is, you've decided to, and by the way, welcome, and thanks for joining us for the first time, and we hope that you can join us next week as well. And what you were saying is that you're going to be looking for a mobile radio for your car, and it's going to be a 2-meter slash 70 centimeter, and you're looking at the Kenwood. Your question is there anything in particular, feature-wise, that you should be looking for? Did I copy that correctly? Go ahead. KI6 OKR, go ahead.
KI6 OKR, Roger. If anybody has any advice of maybe a different type or model of radio, I'd appreciate that as well. I'm going to send it back to Ned.
Oh, one more thing, KI6 OKR, come back with your handle, please. That way, I can make a note of my logs here. Go ahead.
Roger. I'm not sure if I have a handle, but you can call me Sean.
Okay, Sean, KI6 OKR. Hopefully somebody will have an answer for you tonight. Sean is looking for advice. He's decided to get a mobile radio for his car, and it's going to be a 2-meter slash 70 centimeter, and he'd like suggestions, any tips, anything that he could that you guys can provide for him. Okay, we're going to move on, and we've got a call that I'd like to that was in the text box that I would like to check in. Which is KR6, KU2WIN, KU2WIN, it's your turn on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX.
Hello, Jose and Annette, this is KU2WIN, and the handle here is Brandon, and this is the second time checking in the net. I'm running Echolink on my Android, and just having a good time. No questions, comments, or information. Thanks though for calling on me and giving me the chance. Back to Net. This is KU2WIN.
KU2WIN, Brandon. Thanks a lot for joining us. And I know you joined us before, and I remembered your call sign. I just didn't remember your name. Apologize for that. But stick around. We've got quite a bit of discussion tonight, and I'm having to run around here because I'm visually impaired. So I'm switching around screens and between Notepad and Echolink, so I'm having a lot of fun and getting better every day. That's the way I look at it. But thanks for joining us, and we've got a question on the board, folks, right now. The question is about a mobile rig and for a car, and it's a 2-meter slash 70 centimeter, and the question is, are there any suggestions in terms of what could be features to look for? And the call had indicated that he was going to use the radio in his house as well, and he would like to be able to have some suggestions in case, so that when he goes out and makes the purchase, he knows exactly what he's getting. But Brandon, thanks for joining us again, and I'm going to move on to the next call. I believe it's BG2. QVD, go ahead. It's your turn on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet.
KF5H.
I think I heard KF5HGU. Go ahead with the recheck.
Okay, Jose. That is Li Chao. He's in China, and I've run into him, or we've communicated before. He has his radio on a lot while he's at work, so he's listening, but he can't come back. And then I wanted to make a comment about the repeater question real quick before I have to leave the net. Probably the best person to contact with a question about that is KA0PQW, Matt. And I don't know, I've never done it, haven't fooled with it, but he's mentioned a couple of times a micro node that they've set up, which might work as a remote access to a repeater. So I would suggest that the gentleman try to get in contact with KA0PQW because of his work with repeaters and a lot of the other things. KF5HU, back to that. Good net, Jose. I'm going to have to go.
KF5HEU, thank you very much, appreciate that you joined us tonight, and we look forward to hearing you next week as well. Have a good one, and Sean, KI6 OKR, did you copy that? And perhaps we can call on KA0PQW after you acknowledge. Go ahead.
KI6 OKR, I acknowledge that.
Okay, folks, we've got a pretty good tech night going tonight. It's been quite interesting. We've talked about batteries, and we've talked about we've had quite a few topics here. Right now, we have one on the table, which is Sean's question about the his radio. He's going to be purchasing one very soon for his car. It's a mobile rig. It's going to be 2 meter/70 centimeter, and he'd like such suggestions on what to purchase, what to buy, and what features to look at. And he's considering the Kenwood, and he's also wanting to use it at his home. The other question we have is, let me break. The other question we have is about controlling a remote 2 meter rig from a remote station into Echolink, and most importantly is having the PTT option available. So folks, go ahead and come in with your check-ins, with your questions or suggestions, or perhaps you have an answer for what's already been discussed tonight. Go ahead.
This is N3AIM.
Kilo Bravo Zero, Delta Charlie S.
Here is KCA Foxtrot, Quebec Victor, Mark Aurora, over.
Whiskey 7, Alpha Lima X-ray. Good evening, Jose.
All right, this is great. I think I've got, let's see, I've got my friend Joe there, N3AIN, of course, and he's always got good questions and answers as well. Welcome, Joe. And got KB0DCO, and then I've got KC8FQV, and which is Mark, and then I've got W7ALX. Welcome to everybody that's just joined us, and I'm going to pick up on Joe, N3AIN, this is KK4JZX, welcome, and go ahead.
Okay, Jose, thank you, and hello, good evening to everybody on the net. I'm Joe in Pennsylvania, Hazleton, PA, to be exact. I don't have any help for anybody tonight. I'm sorry, I can't help anyone answering any questions, but I do have a question myself. And I think in the time I was listening here, I've been thinking about it, and I think I realize why I can't do what I'm about to ask you about. I think it's because I didn't pay for it. Here's my question. Pat sent me a voicemail tonight on Skype. Actually, he sent it this afternoon. I got an email that said I have a voicemail waiting from Pat Tice, and I can't play it. But I think, thinking about it, I'm thinking if you want to be able to have voicemail privileges, and that is in to be able to receive someone's voice, that costs money. I don't think that's free like Skype is. I think that's an extra for Skype that you got to pay for. Is that the reason I can't play the voicemail? I could send him a voicemail, but I cannot play his voicemail that he sent me this afternoon. Is it because I didn't buy that service? Is that correct? Does anybody know that? Back to you there, Jose, KK4JZX, N3AIM.
Okay, Joe, N3AIM. Now, let's see if somebody has an answer for that. I didn't think you had to pay for that, because I don't pay for my Skype, and I can hear my voicemails, I think. I didn't check voicemail in a while, but let's see if anybody has an answer for that tonight. KB0DCO, it's your turn. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just kind of tuned in here just a few moments ago, and name is Thomas, so you have that down on the log, and you got the call correct, located here in Glencoe on the 4545, and I guess the only comments I can make about dual band radios or anything to that effect is when I first got out of the hobby, I bought an HT first, and then the common response would have been, you're just not making it into the repeater well enough. Hold that HT a little straighter and all that stuff. And then, you know, once I finally got my mobile dual band radio, I was a lot happier. Because then I could make it into the repeaters and stuff a lot better. So I always try to tell someone, if you're going to get into the hybrid way, my first recommendation is get a mobile radio. At least then you got some power behind you and use the HT as a secondary. Well, at the time, it was twice the money. So that really is why most people went into getting HTs, because of the price, I think. And you really wanted to jump in right away. But anyways, the other comment or question that I would have, and I don't know if anyone else has had this issue, but I've kind of Googled it a little bit, is the iTunes store for iPads and stuff. Just recently, it says cannot connect up to the iTunes store or whatever, just simply can't connect. So I don't know if something's going on their end or where the technical stuff is going along the line, but all of a sudden that you just can't connect anymore. So it's like, okay, so I figured it's on their end, but it's been now quite a few weeks have gone by and I haven't seen any changes, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But of course it's through a Wi-Fi connection, so that might have something to do with it too. So that's my question, if anyone has any ideas on how to rectify that issue. Well, let me reset here too real quick. The other part of it that I looked at for answers on Google, so they've kind of made the try of changing the date on the iPad, and I've tried that and no change. So obviously reading a little bit more has stated that this doesn't always fix the issue, obviously, and so it sounds like it's all up in the air, and I don't know if anyone out here would have any answers to that, but if someone has some other way of knowing how to correct the problem, it would be nice to hear an answer for. But I assume it's all on their end, and they need to do something. Because if no one connects to that, no one can download any apps or anything else. It's kind of not a good thing for the end user anyway, because that's kind of like the lifeline to the iPad. If you cannot connect up to that that one deal, you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. With that, back to that control, KB0DCO.
Okay, Thomas, KB0DCO, thanks a lot for your question. And the question that he had is about iTunes. And you know what, Thomas, I don't think the iTunes store is down. It's got to be something to do with your configuration there. Might want to consider turning off and back on your Wi-Fi and making sure you have a solid connection and that you can connect to the Internet. And then maybe there'll be somebody here who can make a suggestion. At this time, you know, I'll make a call in a little bit about that. But, folks, we've got quite a bit of questions here. We've got one about remote controlling a rig that is connected to an Echolink node. And the question was, can it be done? And what can be used? Is there some type of an SDK to be able to do the PTT function on that type of rig remotely? And then there's a question about a mobile radio that Sean, I think, was the question, who asked the question. He was asking, since he's considering getting a mobile radio, and let me break. KK4JZX here. And the mobile radio is, he's going to be using it in his car, of course, and it's a 2-meter/70-centimeter radio. And he'd like suggestions about what to purchase, perhaps features, because he would like to also be able to use it at home. And then we've got a question by Joe, N3AIN, and I'm taking all this from memory, folks, who says he can't get his Skype voicemails. He got a voicemail from Pat, and he can't open it. Does it mean that he can't do it because he hasn't paid for it? Or is it there's something up with his computer there? Let me break. And the last question was about iTunes. What would be some reasons for not being able to connect to the iTunes store? And I think that the iTunes store is not down. I've actually used it today. And I'm going to see if anybody has an answer for that, the next couple calls that I've got here. I think I've got KC8FQV, and that is Mark. Go ahead, Mark, on the Handyham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX. It's your turn.
All right, good evening. Well, I don't really have a lot. I just want to say good evening to everyone. It depends on what way I'm going to do one of the other things here. Does he want to be able to actually control, you know, the Echolink radio and change the frequencies in that? or does he just want to know if he can have a radio that he can hook into a particular repeater or frequency? I mean, connect the radio to the internet and walk around the block around at the house and that, and talk back on a simplex frequency into a radio and go onto the net, or you can be out of town and the radio be on a particular repeater that you'd like to get into. It doesn't have EchoLink, and you can, you know, you preset it and you can leave it on, and or someone can turn it on for you, and you can connect any repeater you want to in the area. You know, if there is a repeater you like talking to and you're out of town, you can talk to the people back there just by dialing it to that frequency. But if you want a remote control, I don't know. And that would be one thing I would be looking at, is being able to have a radio. I know, like, I think the 710 Kenwood is connectable, and I know that there is a micro node, that what they're called, micro nodes, and a guy out in Nevada. And now, I don't know if you can change the actual, what you could control that via remote there. Now, that would be an interesting one there. That would be also my question. But I don't know if he just wants to be able to hook, have a radio, and be able to be out of town and hook back into a repeater that doesn't have EchoLink. You know, KSFK, other than that, I'll send it back to Nick.
Well, folks, I'm sorry about that. This is KK4JZX, and I lost my connectivity here, and I had a bunch of stuff going on, and my Windows got all out of whack. So I'm back. I apologize for that. Can anybody confirm a copy? This is KK4JZX.
You're back, Jose.
Thank you, Phil. KD0ETQ. Okay, Mark. Going back to Mark. KC8FQV, and let me bring up WB0KZB, because he can clarify for you what he was asking for. And I was looking it up while you were talking, and WB0KZB, would you go direct with KC8FQV? He's got a question about what you're trying to do there. Go ahead. WB0KZB, do you copy? This is KK4JZX. All right, Mark, KC8FQV, I think WB0KZB has left us, but if he comes back, we'll try to get him in contact with you. So stand by there, and we're going to move on to W7ALX. Go ahead, it's your turn on the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. This is KK4JZX.
W7ALX, good evening, Jose and the net. Good net there, Jose. This is Mike over in Depot Bay, Oregon, out here on the central Oregon coast. Suggestion for the radio, I'll use one of these radios. It's a D710. Also has APRS in there. We are currently working on a program. Actually, we're writing along with a friend of mine. We're writing software for it. So that, and unfortunately, the chip, the voice chip, the VGS3, I believe, is in there, is not capable of doing readouts. So you would have to have a laptop connected to it. But we would be able to get information off via the APRS. Whether it's we're sending out or receiving information from the APRS station. But anyway, we're working on that. Hopefully sometime by this summer everything will be up and running, and I can report back how successful it is. I both have a TMV-71A as well as the TMD-710. And I love both radios. Both of them speak. Both of them all of the functions are accessible. So I would suggest that radio. As far as the other question, Skype, Joe, I do believe that you should be able, maybe there's some configuration that you don't have set up properly. I'm using the Kinect from GW Micro. I use Window Eyes as my screen reader, so I didn't have to pay for it, but maybe therein lies the problem. I don't know if you're using Skype or GW Kinect. And I'll let this drop. W7ALX, and I forget, oh, iTunes. You know, iTunes just had a recent update, and after that update, everything went kablooey on my computer. I had to reconfigure a bunch of things, so if you have updated to, I think it's iTunes 11, you may want to take a look at that. I had to go in and redo a number of things, and I don't know what happened there. Anyway, good net, Jose, and good job. Back to net control. This is W7ALX.
Okay, Mike, thanks very much, and thanks for joining us tonight. I'm assuming your suggestion for the radio was for KI6OKR. Is that correct? Was it for KI6OKR where he was asking for suggestions for mobile radios? Go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
W7ALX. Roger, Roger. It's for the mobile radio. I every now and then will bring it into the house. It's a the kit. I have the full kit, so, and it comes that way with the with the radio and the display head, the remote display head. And so, yeah, that's what I would suggest. In fact, the 480 as well as the D710 are in a specialized case. So all I have to do is close it up and away we go. And I can either plug it into the car or on into the house. Although I have radios in the house, so, but that is in the to-go kit. Roger that. Both of them are mobile units, are mobile radios. Back to you, Jose. W7ALX.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much, and appreciate that. W7ALX. This is KK4JZX, and I'm going to make a quick call to KI6 OKR. KI6 OKR. I think it was Sean. Sean, did you copy that? Go ahead.
This is KI6 OKR. Yeah, I've looked at that radio. I was also considering the TM-V71A as well. It might come down to budget at this time, but I really do like the D710A. That is the one that I'm sort of waffling with right now.
Okay, KI6 OKR. If, unless you have any further comments about that, go ahead, and then we'll move on with the TechNet. This is KK4JZX.
Sorry, I'll just send this right back to net.
All right, folks. We've got some good questions and some good suggestions and answers tonight. I think we're at the bottom of the list. Would anybody at this time like to do a recheck or perhaps make a comment regarding anything that's been discussed thus far? This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
WA0TDA.
WA0TDA, Pat. How's it going tonight? It's been quite a busy net tonight. Go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Very good, Jose. Yeah, I've been listening since pretty much the beginning. I was out in the park with Jasper. Of course, there's snow all over the place. It's cold and everything, but nonetheless, we take our evening walk, and on the way back, Jasper stopped in his tracks, and he saw something in the dark that I didn't see. And of course, it is the park, and we've had deer in the park, I've seen a coyote, the local news reported there was a bear in that park at one time, so obviously I was worried a little bit about what Jasper saw, and I didn't, but he was able to guide me home okay, even in the dark there, so we did okay. let me catch a reset here. Okay, I was going to say I took a look at the Next Step website, And I can't see anything on the Next Up website that says that something like text aloud, MP3 or whatever, wouldn't work on any version of Windows. And I've bought a couple of voices from Next Up and were great. It was the AT&T AT&T voices. And let's see, they were Crystal, the mic. They were bundled together. Of course, that's a few versions of Windows ago, but I think it's a great selection. WA0TDA.
Okay, Pat. WA0TDA. This is KK4JZX. Yeah, I've gotten some voices from there as well. Neil Speech was one, too, that were pretty good. AT&T Natural Voices were good, and Neil Speech were good as well. All right, folks, are there any further comments or questions for the TechNet tonight? Would anybody like to do a recheck, perhaps another comment regarding what's already been discussed? This is KK4JZX.
KU2WIN, Brandon with the recheck.
Okay, I'm going to pick up Brandon, but I'm going to make a suggestion to Pat. Pat, watch it with the Bears out there. Florida is pretty, at least central to North Florida, is Bear Town. I mean, it's not that many. Most of the Bears in Florida are up in the Panhandle, which I think 80% of the population is up there. But I'm going to pick up Brandon. KU2WIN. Go ahead, Brandon.
Well, they thank you. Regarding the iTunes issue, you know, it never hurts to point out the, you know, the obvious. Sometimes, you know, my computer won't boot well. Is it plugged in? You know, that kind of obvious. So, you know, you might suggest to double check your credentials. Make sure your username and password are correct. Say, for instance, if you're using multiple devices, you know, if you changed your password on one but forgot to change it on another, you know, those simple things, they're easy to overlook. So, anyways, that's all I had. And I'll turn it back to you. Sorry, I forgot to sign there. This is KU2WIN.
Okay, Brandon, KU2WIN, KK4JZX. That's one thing, and good suggestion. And you also want to check under Settings Store. Make sure that's where you would get your credentials. And make sure that if you're using a device and you have more, you have a few devices, maybe you're maxed out on your number of devices. I think it's a total number of 5 that you get with the same ID. If you've got more than 5 devices with the same Apple ID, the 6th device won't work. I'll take any further check-ins for tonight, folks, for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Your questions, your suggestions, your comments, your tips, go ahead. Okay, I've got a call there, but no voice. Go ahead with your check-in. You know, let me make a quick call here to WA0TDA. WA0TDA, Pat, are you still available? This is KK4JZX.
I am still available because the computer has not run out of solitaire games yet. Over.
WA0TDA, KK4JZX. You know, Pat, I was curious. Joe had a question, N3AIN, about Skype. He says that he got a voicemail from you, but he cannot play the voicemail, and he thinks it's because he didn't pay for something with Skype. But I thought voicemail was included with the free version of Skype. Is that not true, or does Skype require that you pay for Skype in order to get voicemail? Go ahead, Pat. This is KK4JZX.
Well, I think it is free, but one thing, if Joe is still listening, you probably need to set up the voicemail. So that would be, you go into the tools and options, see, it's probably under calls and then voicemail, and you set it up. I think if it's not set up, then the computer is turned off. It will not save a voice message. That's one thing, and maybe it won't work at all if it's not set up. I'm not sure, but in any case, once you do set it up, it will answer, and then the message saved on the Skype server, too, so that you don't have to have that message on your hard drive. WA0T.
Okay, Pat, thank you very much. WA0TDA, KK4JZX here. Jose in Miami, Florida. Still warm here in Miami. And it was cold for a couple days, but it got warm again. And I'm going to make one call here to Joe, N3AIN. Joe, did you copy that? Did you copy Pat's comments? And go ahead. This is it's your turn. Okay, I'm gonna make one more call. N3AIN, Joe. This is KK4JZX. Are you still copying us? Go ahead. Okay, folks. Sounds like we've lost Joe there for a little bit. But folks, if you've got any final questions for tonight, there are still some questions on the table. Most of them have been answered, but there was one in particular that I think had not been answered yet, which is how to control a 2-meter radio that's connected to Echolink, an Echolink node, and in particular control the PTT function of it remotely. And is there some sort of an SDK that would allow someone to be able to do that on an Echolink node? If you've got an answer for that, or you've got another question or another comment, go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
KZ0KFM, checking in.
That station, come back, because it was my fault. I have some noises here that I that were well above your level you're sounding pretty clear, but then the vacuum came on here, and I couldn't hear you, so go ahead and provide me with your call sign again. My apologies. KK4JZX. KD0KF7, go ahead. It's your turn on the net. Give me your name so I can put it down on the log here. Okay, KD0KFM, thank you very much for checking in tonight. We're here every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and my voice is about to go. But I've been doing quite a bit of talking tonight. Folks, I've got a little bit of a cold, but I've been able to make it through here. If you would like to check in tonight and perhaps provide an answer to any of the questions that have been put on the table tonight, maybe a final comment before we close the net tonight. This is KK4JZX. Go ahead.
This is KC5LVQ, Kilo Charlie 5, Lima Victor, Quebec. And I'm broadcasting from Santa Rosa, Texas, which is approximately 10 miles north of the Mexico border at the point of Texas. Just checking in with the Louisiana net.
KC5LVQ, thank you for checking in tonight. Would you come back with your name so that way I can put it in my log and perhaps a comment, and if you have a question for the TechNet tonight, go ahead. This is KK4JZX.
Again, my name is David, and it's KC5LVQ. I'm working with the Santa Rosa Volunteer Fire Department here at the command post, and just checking Echolink as well as all of our ham equipment.
Okay, David, KC5LVQ, thank you for checking in tonight, and we definitely appreciate that. And we've got a TechNet here every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Feel free to join us every Thursday night if you'd like to with any comments or questions. Folks, are there any further comments or questions for tonight? This is KK4JZX. All right, folks, let me tell you a little bit about Handy Ham really quickly. If you'd like to find out more about Handy Hams and the nets that we run, we've got, all you've got to remember is 7 and 11 Central Time. At 7 p.m., we've got a tech net on Wednesdays. I mean, a social net on Wednesday and a tech net on Thursday, and then we've got a regular net every day, 7 days a week, at 11 a.m. Central Time on the Handy Ham conference server. If you would like to find out more about the nets and frequencies, please visit www.handyham.org and click on nets, and you'll be able to read all about what's happening with the Handy Ham Radio Club nets. Folks, before we close the net for tonight, are there any comments, any final comments or questions before we put a ribbon on this one? This is KK4JZX, Jose in Miami. All right, for those folks who joined us tonight, Thank you very much for being part of the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. We definitely appreciate that you've joined us. And we had a lot of discussion and a lot of questions on the table tonight. And perhaps a couple of things that were not answered, but this is the way it works. And we've achieved what we set out to do, which is a roundtable discussion about technology. And if you folks are interested in that, then we're doing it every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central. And we thank the repeater owners and Handy Ham for allowing us to do something that is good for the community, good for ham radio, and good overall good for everybody. And it is an honor to be part of this. I do enjoy doing it every Thursday night. And Phil, KD0ETQ, I really appreciate your backing me up and reading the text box comments to me. That is a definite definite plus, given that there are some folks that are coming in through there, and we don't want to miss anybody. So we are very fortunate to have this, and I'm enjoying it more every week. So I'm gonna call for a final, and if anybody has any final comments, go ahead and check in, and then we'll come back and close the net. This is KK4JZX.
Yeah, you just wonder. I started the recording at the beginning. I don't know if you need it or not. I did it just in case.
Phil, thank you very much. I also have it here, but I'm going to look at it tomorrow morning if there's something up with it, because sometimes my recordings don't work. I don't know why, but if it doesn't work, then I'll send you an email, and then you can probably drop it off in the Dropbox, and we could do that. But thank you very much for doing that for me. Appreciate it. Folks, I'd like to, again, thank you all, and I'm going to return all systems to normal ham radio usage. This has been really incredible, and it is more enjoyable every week. So, again, this is KK4JZX, Jose, down in Miami, saying 73 for the Handy Ham Radio Club TechNet. Have a good night.
Okay, 73 is K0ETQ and Riley. Text box just about 15 minutes ago that he was going to. So he said 73 is everybody. So it's KD0ETQ. I'll be QRT and maybe running the 11 o'clock net tomorrow.
All right, Phil, KD0ETQ, thank you very much. And this is KK4JZX. Take care. Clear.